Welcome to the podcast. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com. Today I'll be interviewing Billy Tozen about America's Agenda, Healthcare Policy Summit Conversations. And by way of background, Mr. Tozen is a former member of the House of Representatives as both a Democrat and a Republican. He is a cancer survivor and the current CEO of Pharma, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. Thank you for joining the podcast, Mr. Tozen.
Hey, good to join you, Dr. Jones, and good to see anyone at this point in my life.
Wonderful. Well, to get us started, I wanted to ask you to tell us a little bit about your diagnosis of intestinal cancer and how that changed the course of your life.
Well, you know, I was finishing up a 25-year career in Congress and probably going to continue it. The Motion Picture Association was trying to talk me into leaving Congress and taking over Jack Valenti's job in Washington, D.C., and I was thinking about it, mulling over what my future might look like, and all of a sudden I had this massive bleed in New York City one night from a bleeding ulcer in the duodenum, which in February was diagnosed as duodenal cancer, adenocarcinoma, right against the intestinal wall and the pancreas. Pretty bad, pretty rare kind of cancer.
And then what happened?
Well, my wife worked with the Cancer Prevention Foundation in Washington, D.C., and she had been raising charitable funds for them for a long, long time. So we went to them quickly in a Baldacci there, and she recommended Dr. Cameron at Johns Hopkins for what they told me at Bethesda was needed, which was a Whipple surgery. Now, you know what a Whipple is. Many people don't. It's one of the most aggressive forms of surgery the human body can endure. It's they kind of split you open like a fish and pull out your innards and restructure you. They took out part of the stomach, the intestines, and part of the pancreas and reconnected it all with new ducts and channels. And it's all supposed to work after that. And the good news is that while it wouldn't work for many days, it started up again. And I thought I was through. I thought I was finished and thought I was cured, only to find out at MD Anderson when I went in for chemotherapy that there was still cancer in my body but behind the surgery. And the doctors there just frankly told me I was going to die.
Wow. Wow. And then tell me a little bit about the experimental drug, at least it was experimental at the time, that you were introduced to.
Yeah, well, I understand. I'm still a member of Congress now, and I've had to take leave and give up my work there and announce that I wasn't going to run again. I had to fight for my life. Hmm. And Dr. Wolf at MD Anderson basically said, look, we've got no protocol for you. Surgery, again, might kill you, probably would. And he said, you know, I said, I'm going to die. He said, yeah. I said, well, not today and not tomorrow. He said, no. I said, well, we're going to fight this thing, aren't we? He said, yeah, sure. And he introduced me to Avastin. Avastin, I'm sure you know, Dr. Jones, is really a miracle drug, a class of drugs now.
Yeah.
That Dr. Jonas Falk, I think in New Jersey, actually started research on years and years ago on the theory that if you can stop the blood vessels from supplying blood to cancerous tumors, that you can starve it to death because it needs a lot of energy to maintain itself, and it commands the vascular system to bring capillaries to the tumor. If you can starve it of that, you can kill it. And so we tried it. Avastin had been approved for colorectal cancer, not anything like my cancer. But Dr. Wolf and my wife and I said, you know, let's take a chance. It could kill me because it could stop my healing process, or it could save me. Mm. And when we looked at that, we said, you know, okay, might die, gonna die. I'll take might die every day. Let's go. And we tried it, and it worked. I mean, it was like a true miracle. By the end of chemotherapy, the first rounds of chemotherapy, by September, you know, the radiologist couldn't even find the tumor anymore. It was gone.
And amazing.
We still did radiology, 35 treatments. We still did 4 more months of chemotherapy with Avastin just to make sure. But I'm now 5 years out of it and as healthy as a rock.
Wow. That's an incredible story. I can only imagine that influenced your decision to become the CEO of Pharma. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, they were anxious to talk to me if I survived the cancer. And so they waited to talk to me to see if I'd live, and I did obviously come out of it. But there were a lot of other people lined up to encourage me to join their law firms or their trade associations, what have you. I was very fortunate to have quite a few options open to me at that point. But my wife looked at me and said, you know, Bill, you really need to go to work for the people that just saved your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there is a meaning in why you're alive today, it's, you know, somebody's got something for you to do, and you need to go do it. And you need to think about how you can use this experience to help patients across the world.
So that's amazing. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing today at America's Agenda Conference and what you're hoping to achieve.
Well, today we're gathering together very different voices from very different perspectives, from labor to business to trade associations to people in the healthcare academic fields and others to literally have a dialogue. And Donna Shalala here at the University of Miami is our host, and there'll be four of these around the country to exactly do that, bring in different voices, different perspectives to define the commonalities. You know, Washington is all about defining differences. It's partisan, it's ugly, it's mean. I've been in both parties, and I can tell you that they're good people in both parties, but they wouldn't know it. They hate each other, they fight each other, they consider each other enemies. And what we're trying to do here is to say, look, patients don't sign in as Democrats or Republicans when they go into a hospital. They sign in as sick people. This is not a partisan issue. This is how we can do something about a sick care system that needs to be a health care system and needs to provide good insurance coverage, good health care, affordable and available to every person in this country. So how do we find the commonalities to get there so we can help the new Obama administration and the Congress, instead of fighting forever, find those commonalities and do something immediately about reforming health care, because it is essentially a big part of not only patient lives but also economic recovery.
And what are you hoping that the Obama team will achieve in health reform this year, or perhaps first?
The most important thing I think we could achieve is a recognition that our current system spends so much, 75 cents out of every dollar, on the damage done by five chronic disease areas. If we can focus our new healthcare system on healthcare, on prevention, on early detection, on early disease management, to not only prevent disease from happening in the first place, but when it happens, to prevent the damage, for example, done by diabetes or respiratory ailments or heart disease or cancer or mental disorders. If you can catch them early, you can deal with them. And you can deal with them with the marvelous innovations that our country invests in every year, $70 billion of research every year in medicines alone. If you can do that, you can have a healthier, wealthier society. If you can't, we'll be a poor, sicker society. And we're destined to be a poor, sicker society if we don't get insurance coverage for everybody in this country that provides that kind of early detection, prevention, and disease management. That's the most important thing we do. How we do it is debatable. But I think we all agree we got to get there.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Billy Tozen. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com.